Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
For the last couple of weeks, every time after the 5 o'clock hour, we bring you something that's called the pro tip. This is where different experts in different fields give us advice on certain things that we might be grappling with, or even educating us on something that we didn't know at all. Today, this is the question. Skumero, this is a question to you. Did you know that you can actually get a valid sick note from a traditional healer and your employer has to accept it?
What are you talking about?
It is the most
fascinating
thing. And I actually have personal experience with this. I'll tell you.
Hold on. You can actually get a sick note from
a traditional healer. Yeah. And that sick note is valid. Obviously, there are rules. Obviously, there are certain things that the traditional healer has to observe for that sick note to actually be valid and be accepted by your employer.
I have so many questions.
Mamela, Melusikulu from Donda Tennis, they recently had a case around this sick note that's valid from traditional healers. So this is what he sent to tell us a bit more about this.
Good afternoon, Glenzito. Good afternoon, Skumba and Khumuso, and to the listeners at home. My name is Melusi Tolu, Managing Director and Founder at Donda Tennis. Basically, the topic on the sick notes that can be given by traditional healers. Firstly, it can be valid. I know usually we have an information that it should be a medical practitioner, a dentist, a psychologist, and so forth. But since 2007, there's been an act called the Traditional Health Practitioners Act 22 of 2007. And if your traditional healer is registered with the Traditional Health Practitioners Council of South Africa, if they provide a sick note, it can be valid. And what it should include is basically the following. The fact that there's the name of the health practitioner, the address and the qualification, the employee name and surname, date and time of examinations, and the illness or the description and the time period that the employee is booked off, and if he will be able to continue with his duties once he or she is back. So basically, those are the things that are important. And if you want to check if the employee has gone to a traditional healer that is properly registered, you simply call the council that I just mentioned, the Traditional Health Practitioners Council of South Africa, to check if they are registered, and then you will be able to confirm that it's a proper sick note that is done by a traditional health practitioner that is actually registered. And if your boss refuses, obviously they will then probably do as they did in the case that happened in 2013. They might dismiss you. So internally also, you can obviously lodge a grievance against the employer to say this is not fair, because it can also amount to unfair discrimination. Because as much as one can say I'm a Christian, I don't believe kwizango maneinyanga, it doesn't necessarily mean that one cannot practice their traditional beliefs. Mm. Everyone is equal before the eyes of the law, and the constitution is supreme, so there must be no discrimination.
Wowza. I've got a million questions.
I know you've got a million questions. And very quickly, Skumbero. So last year, a family member, Wila Tswarekh, and they could not get to work. And our church, because it's a traditional church, were able to issue a sick note. I'm telling you. Melissa Kulu, Skumba's got a gazillion questions. So we decided, let's keep you on the line and maybe you can elaborate on some points. Let's go, Skumbero.
Okay, one, if you have a traditional healer, do I ask for, first of all, are you registered? Do I have to ask that now?
Yes, no. We are saying that it helps if the traditional healer is registered, because when you produce the sick notes, that is the requirement. It will be taken for it to be valid. But we know there are those inyanga who are traditional healers, or who in isiZulu we call ikokovula, who have been there before 2007. So maybe they would not understand that they have to be registered. But in order for them to be able to accommodate the employees, it assists if they are registered. Then if you go to inyanga, at least if it's registered to assist your cause to get at least maybe for a few days a paid leave and so forth.
So so when you go to the doctor, you go to pay train, the human resource, SAPS. So the signal would say, this member is suffering from a urinary tract infection. So among you go go bela wam, mcha me bang lawyer. Upala no signal.
For example, let's separate the two. Inyanga, yeah, isangoma. We know inyanga, isangoma deals with seeing things and seeing who's bewitching your karatai. So they might then say maybe you are suffering from things that are in a traditional nature. Maybe they can divert further, so they are able to write it. But the important thing, the starting point, is Kumba, is that they are registered.
They're registered.
They can say, yeah, but because I mean, how do you challenge what a person's bank bewitched? Because that's their belief.
What do they register? What do they register, Melus?
It's the traditional health council, it's the traditional health practitioners council of South Africa.
Also, don't forget, Skumbane, that I think even on doctor's note, medical, westernized medical practitioners, you are not compelled to write the disease. You are not compelled.
No, but the medical condition
but
now.
Medical, so yeah, yeah. They can say the same thing. Yeah. They can say spiritual condition.
Condition.
They can say a traditional commitment. Because remember, sometimes when you go through these things, they say to you, do 1, 2, 3 for 6 days. And when you're doing those things, you don't want to mix with Bokhomozo. And please spare us. Don't mix with us. You know, do your things, finish, get a traditional healer's note, and Bob's your uncle.
Thank you very much, Melusi. Tikwe, you have something there.
I just opened the website. It seems legit, and it does make sense. You do have to be somewhat, you know, vetted and also be registered as well. So that also, you know, puts away the side of, you know, people just saying that I'm a sangoma as well.
Chance takers.
Where I come from, every street has a sangoma.
Exactly. You want to avoid that.
I don't remember them coming back from Ukthwasa saying, Siyathokoza koko, nasine certificate sakho. Bamnike inkukhu, bafihle imbuzi.
Hi, man.
If you find the code, then you are qualified.
Yeah, that's, you know, guys, I don't think there's any space when it comes to profession that does not have a registration body. Every single Almost. There is a place where you can go. So it's always, always important to align yourself with those bodies so that you can be somewhat legally, I don't know.
What was the question I want to the listener?
Oh, to the listener.
Isangoma sakho nenyanga yakho, is it still?
Hey!
Please let us know if your sangom or inyanga yakho registered now. Please let us know. You can be anonymous, obviously. 063-688-0959. Is your nyanga and your sangoma registered? Or uyaya nje upizu loyana nathi or uzama ukuthola usizo ngendlela zakho or uyayigangela nje.
Hey na guys, 2006 I was manager in retail. So honale jabu bulone ke bereka le yena IT labor law. That guy ka December unana le sijeso. So every time ha buwa ko December ngwana le ko teng, na buwa a tswere doctor's note, these people le bone they are registered, bana le registration number and what not. Na le khanse le ba registera. Jabu pulo wa ka ona phela a ira dieting. Ele hore before ba mo tlisa ba mo transfera la ko nna ba ite mzala ke motlokomele ka December ona le promolwa. So tamano na le blind ka labor law.
Hayi kulo mthwaso wa manje. Hayi khona. Ah phela manje kuthwasa kwasani. Kusho ukuthi bonke labantu abathwasayo manje bazoba izangoma bazokhipha ama sick notes. Hayi khona. Ngeke lo.
Because like Tsiko was saying, the surge of people abathwasayo lately. But like I promise I go to him 7 years.
Yesinto
yabaphansi. Kunezangoma ekhaya. Agnes and Gomek, uncumbled me now, Kishi Tifgate, Chua.
But you know what it is, ne? And it's our problem as black people, and maybe even people that practice cultural beliefs. How when I'm bitching bitch, like MBCH on a certificate to someone, you don't question if that person actually is a qualified doctor or whatever. You just take it in good faith that they are, and you move on with your life. when it comes to other experts that have to do with African culture, you want to be like, Mara, is it legit? It's really our own fault. Why is it not legit? What makes it...
I'm not saying it's not.
No. I know you're not. But I'm just saying, why is it not legit? How many fake doctors have mushroomed in the last couple of years that we've seen some played out on social media? Matthews. You know what I mean? But we never question it. And then when it comes, you're like, how many people qualify as doctors year in, year out? It completely supersedes the people that qualify as traditional healers. It says that, it is said that since 2007, a law was passed that if you do go to a traditional healer, you have every single right to bring isibhilivane at work, and they must accept it.
At the same time, I want to find out, since have you ever submitted a isibhilivane from a traditional healer? Please give us a call. 086-000-0959. If you have ever had a spilivana from a traditional healer, and what happened in Spain?
And remember, you also just threw that, Hore, do you even know if your traditional healer
is registered?
Is registered, especially if you are a regular there. Maybe you've got maintenance things that you do, Liana. Do you actually know that they belong to this traditional healers council?
Oh, we can get a call from... Wow, look at the calls.
Ukuthwasa and registering on the traditional healers board is akuhlangani. The person who athwasa, they go through whatever they go through, they do the imbuzi like you were explaining. Then after that, it's up to the individual or inyang to go to the body and register themselves. Okay. Those who don't then cannot give medical certificates to. This has been going on since 2007. I was heading a department and several people would come with traditional notes from traditional healers and they were acceptable.
Guys, why are we as blacks always criticize izinto as associated not in a simple sense? Why do we do that? Ngalangelina nganikenenze a topic about all these things as a culture as sihlala thina sizigqeka thina ngobuthina thina kahle kahle nje yazini abantu abamnyama we are like abantu besifazana, we are our worst enemies because we always criticize izinto zethu, we are not proud ngezinto zethu.
Thank you, Khumutso, for that last point. We need to stop always demonizing our way of life and our culture. Thank you, Sisi.
We have callers, Khumutso.
Okay, we do. Mpo, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and you, Khumutso?
All right, thank you. So have you ever submitted a sick note from a traditional healer?
No. My response is because I've been in HR for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
And since the law passed, we did allow people to go to traditional healers, and we still accept it even till today.
Sure.
Because, and I really appreciate what you just said now, because it's a black person, it becomes an issue, but any other races, we don't comment. Indian people, we've got how many Indian people that are doing that? Mango Pasa, Mahomet, 50 times. But Mahomet can also use we don't question that, we don't do anything, but when it's a dead person, if they are registered, they are allowed to use it.
Oh, fantastic, thank you so much for that.
I love how working environment right now are smart enough to know Guti, this letter from Etalishel is actually valid.
I think we have seen such a huge change, even in the corporate world, right?
It's more inclusive now.
It's so inclusive. It's incredible. It really is. Oscar from Tembisa, how are you doing?
All right, thank you. So
whether did you ever submit? Due diligence is important.
Yeah, you see, now if you don't check, because right now, what it did, to this code is a massive note for a sister who's a traditional healer. Only to find out with the sister.
I register.
It's fake. So she's busy giving them letters and making money on the side with fake letters. So now you see what we're doing. Now we are abusing the system that is trying to help us.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It is interesting. What interesting times we live in. And I am really, really happy that we have become an inclusive country that understand that all cultures matter, all concerns matter. And if you're sick from other ailments that cannot be healed by westernized drugs, you have every right to go seek help elsewhere.
Talkers.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Omoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.